on to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Hello! Health Talk Radio Africa welcomes you to our second season. Welcome, welcome. We thank you for the gift of your time and company for this show. Folks, I was riding the bus before the pandemic struck. Seated next to me was a man reading the newspaper. The headline read there was an increase in measles across the African continent. The sad, tragic thing is that when the continent is experiencing a rise in measles cases, there is a lack of vaccines in the public health care institutions. Months ago, in my country of Kenya, there was a frantic door-to-door measles vaccination campaign. Reading the newspaper headline brought memories of my teenage years decades ago. That is when a newborn cousin died due to complications from measles. The mother had not been vigilant with vaccination of the infant. The death of the innocent infant cast a dark blanket on the entire family, and it took a long time for the grief to lift off. Listeners, our show today is on measles. The deadly disease is back again and killing thousands of children around the world, especially on our African continent. What a tragedy! Our infants and children are being killed by a disease that can be prevented by a vaccine. We've had a safe and effective measles vaccine for over 50 years. More than 50 years we've had a vaccine. Listeners, we are 20 years into the 21st century, and sadly, we are talking about measles. Here are some statistics from the World Health Organization. Around the world, cases of measles have increased across the board, all around the world. But the worst impact of measles is in sub-Saharan Africa, where many of our children have repeatedly missed out on vaccination. Our beautiful African continent has the highest number of cases and deaths from measles in the world. The countries with the highest incidence of the disease were Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, Liberia, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Madagascar, and Somalia. Listeners, if you are from those countries, this program is for you. Together with one country in Europe called Ukraine, Africa has half of all measles cases worldwide. Indeed, this is more than a tragedy for the Africans. Data received at World Health Organization's Measles Surveillance Office this January of 2020 shows Africa had close to 200,000 measles cases. Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, is suffering the world's largest and most severe measles outbreak. DRC alone had 5,000 deaths due to measles. Listeners, that is 5,000 infants and children dying from a preventable disease. 5,000 innocent infants means 5,000 families, 5,000 parents, or 5,000 mothers. How tragic is that, listeners? Really tragic. Before the measles vaccine was introduced in 1963, measles epidemics occurred approximately every 2 to 3 years, resulting in about 2.6 million deaths each year. But that was in way back 1963. One positive statistic is that between the years 2000 and 2018, vaccination saved 23 million lives. That's something positive. But globally, measles deaths have decreased by 73% since 1963, from 500,000 in the year 2000 to just 142,000 in 2018. But listeners, global vaccination rates have stayed stagnant for both the first and the second vaccine doses. Measles requires 2 vaccine doses. Sadly, developing nations, mostly in Africa, inadequate immunization rates threaten to derail these crucial gains made in the fight against measles. For a country to be safe from measles, 95% of the population must be immune. Did you hear that? 95% of the population must be immune to measles for a country to be safe. Listeners, Africa is nowhere near 95% of its population being immune to measles. We are so far off the grid. So who's at risk of getting measles anyway? Who's at risk? I tell you, young children under 5 years who are not vaccinated are at highest risk of measles and its complications, including death. Older children and teenagers who have incomplete immunization and their immunity to measles is declining as they grow are also at risk. Incomplete immunization means that the child has not received all the measles vaccination doses, and there are just 2. Pregnant women and any grown person who have not been vaccinated are also at risk. Just because you're a grown-up doesn't mean that you cannot get measles. Large families living in crowded conditions run the risk of measles being introduced by an older person to the young children and infants in the family. And one thing that Africa has is large families living in crowded conditions, just ripe for measles outbreak. So how is measles transmitted, you might be asking? Measles is one of the world's most contagious diseases. It is caused by a virus in the special name here, paramyoxivirus family. I'll try to say it again, paramyoxivirus family. It is spread by coughing and sneezing, dispersing droplets with a virus in the air. It is also spread through close personal contact or direct contact with infected nasal or throat secretions. The virus infects a respiratory tract, that is the nose, the throat, the lungs, and then spreads throughout the body. A surprising fact is that the virus remains active and contagious in the air or on infected surfaces for up to 2 hours. Listeners, what does that mean? That means someone can sneeze into the air and the droplets with the measles virus remain in the air. 2 hours later, if someone close by breathes these droplets, infection takes place. Measles can be transmitted by an infected person from 4 days before the onset of the rash and up to 4 days after the rash erupts. So how do you know if you or your child has measles? The first sign of measles is usually a high fever, which starts from 10 to 12 days after exposure to the virus and then lasts from 4 to 7 days. A runny nose, a cough, red watery eyes, and small white spots inside the cheeks can develop in the initial stage. After 14 days from exposure to the virus, a rash breaks out, usually on the face and upper neck. For 3 days, the rash spreads throughout the body, reaching the hands and the feet. The rash lasts for 5 to 6 days and then fades away. Oh, listeners, I am sure you've seen a poor child or yourself. You can remember what it felt like to have that rash. It was itchy, to say the least. It was very itchy. So now, why is measles a big problem in the African continent? Severe measles will occur in infants less than 1 year, malnourished children, children and people with weak immune systems from HIV and AIDS, and children with vitamin A deficiency. These are constant problems that plague our beautiful African continent. Most deaths from measles are caused by complications. Complications are common in children under the age of 5 or in adults over the age of 30. The most serious complications can be blindness, encephalitis, which is really an infection that causes the brain to swell. Severe diarrhea is another complication which causes dehydration. Ear infection or severe respiratory infections such as pneumonia are other complications. These complications can result in lifelong disability, such as permanent brain damage, blindness due to the red inflamed eyes, or even hearing loss due to ear infections or measles. Migration of people is also a constant source of infection in our continent, especially if the migrants come from countries with low vaccination rates and underdeveloped healthcare systems. Does that sound like your country? Low vaccination rates and underdeveloped healthcare systems? I would say it's pretty much the whole African continent. Overcrowding in residential and refugee camps greatly increases the risk of infection, and the severity of the disease is greatly increased in these camps. Let us talk about treatment. For well-nourished children or well-fed children, measles is usually not complicated and it is self-limited. It requires medication for only the fever and the cough, but it goes away by itself. Severe complications from measles can be reduced through supportive care by making sure the child is well fed, good nutrition, adequate fluid intake, and treatment of dehydration with oral rehydration solution, or ORS. This oral rehydration solution replaces the fluids and other essential nutrients that are lost through diarrhea or vomiting. Now, in disadvantaged communities or those who are dealing with malnourished children, measles treatment is a lot more intensive. It requires a lot more doctors and even a big team. For a malnourished child with measles, if it's an infant, encourage breastfeeding. If the child is not breastfed, just continue feeding. Give a multivitamin and mineral supplement and increase the energy content of the food. For example, if you are giving just something simple as porridge, you can do several things to increase the energy content of the porridge. You can add milk, sugar, and oil while cooking the porridge. And then you can even go further and add milk powder. You can add oil to the sources of the food or add oil to cooked food on the plate. If diarrhea is present, give an oral rehydration solution or an intravenous rehydration while continuing to give oral feeds. Obviously, listeners, you will be consulting a doctor. If the child is eating poorly, a tube feeding is necessary. Give a low lactose formula or a pre-digested formula as a substitute for cow's milk. Listeners, it is best to consult a nutritionist here when dealing with a malnourished child and a child who is poorly eaten. For all children, clean the eyes with warm saline to prevent more infections on the eye. If there is an eye infection, an antibiotic eye ointment can be applied. But consult a doctor. Just do not go to a pharmacist and ask for antibiotic ointment. We are notorious here in East Africa, I am pretty sure also for the rest of the continent, just to go into a pharmacy and ask for whatever you think the child requires. Folks, just consult a doctor to be always safe. All children who are diagnosed with measles should receive 2 doses of vitamin A supplements given 24 hours apart. This restores low vitamin A levels during measles, which appears even in well-nourished children and can help prevent eye damage and blindness. Vitamin A supplements also help reduce the number of deaths from measles. So, folks, vitamin A is absolutely crucial when your child has measles. Children with severe malnutrition, AIDS, or eye problems are at risk of getting secondary infections and should be given a broad spectrum antibiotic. Again, folks, I really emphasize that you must consult a doctor. So how do you prevent measles? How do you protect your loved ones? Measles can be prevented simply by vaccination. We have had a safe and effective measles vaccine for over 50 years. It is safe, effective, and not expensive at all. Once a child receives a dose of the measles vaccine, It may cause a fever or a mild measles like illness for 7 to 10 days after the vaccine is given. But not all children will get a reaction. Reactions are high among malnourished children. In developing countries, especially Africa, where the risk of measles in the first year is high and carries high mortality rate, vaccination is recommended at 9 months of age. So give your child a vaccination at 9 months of age. However, if you are lucky and belong to in satisfactory socioeconomic conditions, measles vaccine is given at 15 months of age, where the measles vaccine is often incorporated with mumps and rubella, which is German measles vaccines. So you will hear the nurse will say something like this: give MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine at 15 months of age. That's just what it means, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Repeat vaccination at 4 to 6 years of age. I will quote the Director General of the World Health Organization. Listeners, the fact that any child dies from a vaccine preventable disease like measles is frankly an outrage and a collective failure to protect the world's most vulnerable children. Let's not allow our most vulnerable die of something that is so easily prevented by a small vaccine needle. Please let us vaccinate. Listeners, I urge you and I beg you to get your children and your loved ones vaccinated against measles and all other vaccine preventable diseases. Wow, listeners, oh, how time flies. I was really enjoying. I hope you have enjoyed this episode on measles here at Health Talk Radio Africa. Listeners, we really need your help to stay on air. Please help us to continue to reach out and help as many people as possible. Forward and share this program. And please consider making a donation to Health Talk Radio Africa. Contact us at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Again, that is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember to eat healthy so you can live healthy. Until next time, listeners, bye for now. Bye-bye. At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.